In this bulletin, a truck driver pleads guilty to assisting unlawful immigration after Vietnamese nationals found in a container. China rejects allegations of interference in Australian politics. And in cricket, New Zealand wins the first test against England. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A man from Northern Ireland charged over the manslaughter of Vietnamese nationals has pleaded guilty to assisting unlawful immigration. Maurice Robinson entered the plea to the immigration offence and the charge of acquiring criminal property, but not the 39 counts of manslaughter. He's being held in Belmarsh Prison after the discovery of bodies in a refrigerated container near London last month. Prosecutors have accused the 25-year-old of being part of a global ring conspiring to commit illegal migration. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is urging independent Senator Jackie Lambie to keep medevac laws in place when she casts her swing vote. The law, which gives doctors more say in emergency medical transfers of offshore asylum seekers to Australia, could be repealed in the Senate. The centre is concerned about the state of offshore immigration facilities if the laws are scrapped. Chief Executive Con Karapana Giotidis argues the laws haven't led to a national security issue or mass arrivals of asylum seekers. China is warning Hong Kong against external attempts to destabilise its current political structure. It follows a landslide victory for Hong Kong's pro-democracy camp in district council elections. Despite this, Chinese state councillor and foreign minister Wang Yi isn't welcoming the outcome until official final results are released. He says the special administrative region status will always remain the same.
Has a result come out finally? I think not, right? Let's wait for the final result. However, one thing is very clear, that no matter what kind of things happen in Hong Kong is a part of Chinese territory and a special administrative region of China. Any attempts to destroy Hong Kong or harm Hong Kong's stability and development cannot possibly succeed.
An annual report about social cohesion has revealed negative attitudes towards Muslims, but more respondents agree multiculturalism is positive. The Mapping Social Cohesion study reveals consistent high levels of identification with Australia, indicating a sense of pride and desire to maintain the way of life. The report's author, Professor Andrew Marcus from Monash University, says most Australians support immigration, whether they were interviewed or completed the survey themselves.
We're getting very high positive results. Between 75 and 85% of people agree that it's a good thing for Australia to have immigration. And that holds true irrespective of mode of surveying.
The Human Rights Commission has criticised delays facing a group of 30,000 asylum seekers who arrived in Australia by boat over an almost two-year period. The asylum seekers were barred from making an application for protection for up to 4 years following their arrivals from 2012, prompting concerns from mental health experts about their condition. Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santo says delays in processing their cases have dragged on.
While people are waiting for their matter in court, they're often treated as no longer eligible for any kind of assistance. And so that means that people can be in huge poverty and distress while they pursue their legal right to go through the judicial system to test their claims.
In cricket, New Zealand has beaten England by an innings and 65 runs in the first test in New Zealand. Only Joe Denley showed resistance for England on the final day, batting for 3.5 hours to top score with 35. Neil Wagner took 5 for 44 as the Black Caps dismissed England for 197 in its second innings. A look at the weather for Tuesday, 32 degrees in Perth and sunny, sunny also for Adelaide and 20 degrees, showers clearing, a windy day for Melbourne, 16, a shower or two clearing for Hobart and 18, much the same for Canberra with a possible storm, 27 degrees, in Wollongong much the same, 29, a storm likely also for Sydney and 33, much the same for Newcastle in Brisbane, fine weather, 31, partly cloudy in Cairns also 31 and 34 degrees in Darwin, a shower or two possible there for you. SBS News, Peggy Giacomelos.